إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. I remind myself and you, my brothers, never confuse the essence for the packaging. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us many examples of this in the Quran. If you look at what we do in life and what we are chasing, typically we chase safety. There is what is called Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So the first thing we chase is safety. And we try to find, and the world tells us that safety lies in making money, in having money and wealth. If you have money, then it buys you safety. After safety, we chase recognition. It's not enough to have money, you must also have izzat. You must also be recognized, you must be somebody, name. And we try to chase that in seeking popularity. So use the money and we think we can buy popularity. So you give parties, you give this, you do that, you invite people. And after that, we chase happiness. And the world that surrounds us tells us that happiness lies in accumulating things, objects. So somebody is collecting watches, somebody is collecting, I don't know, old socks or cars. Nobody collects a car or collects cars and says, I am collecting cars because I have got this open space, I need to fill it up with cars. He thinks he's getting happiness. All of these are things which are packaging. Ask the person who has it. I was reading a book yesterday, browsing through a book yesterday on the very badly written book. It's called The Last Nizam. Very badly written, very factually incorrect. But anyway, I mean, there are also things in it which are correct. And the thing that always strikes me whenever I read these things is, where is the happiness? Life after life, generation after generation, in that particular case about 3 generations, the thing which is missing is happiness. There is unbelievable wealth. Literally unbelievable wealth. Gold and silver not in grams or kilograms, but in truckloads. Lorry loads of gold and silver. But where was the happiness? The father is praying for the demise, the son is praying for the demise of the father. And so on and so forth. Where was the happiness? So if happiness could be bought by money, then the wealthy people must be the happiest in the world. But go out and buy a Ferrari for $1 million+, bring it and park it here. The first thing that will happen is your sleep in the night will vanish. First effect of having the Ferrari in your parking lot is that you will sleep in the night. You cannot sleep peacefully after that. Every little sound you will, is something happening to my car. So where is the happiness? If hospitals could give you health, the owners of hospitals, doctors, people who had money to afford the best medical care in the world would live forever. They would have no pain, they would have no disease, and they would have no death. They would live forever. If safety comes because of surrounding yourself with guards, then people who could surround themselves with guards would always be safe. Indira Gandhi would never die. If technology gave you safety, then Princess Diana would never die because she was in an armored Mercedes. If money could buy happiness, then the wealthiest people in the world would be the happiest. I was writing an article some years ago, and I was, for that article, I did some research. And I browsed and I checked the suicides, recorded suicides, over a period of about 10 years, something like this. Guess who are the people, the maximum number of people who commit suicides? Stock market brokers and celebrities. Film actors, music stars, people who have name and fame and money. The guy who takes a jump from the 20th floor window, when he hits the pavement, he's still worth $10 million. And you and I might say that if I can accumulate $1 million, dollars in my life, then I think I'm a very successful person. But the guy who has 10 million decided that he was not successful enough to live, and therefore he committed suicide. All packaging. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened our eyes, even including ibadah. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention in the Quran with respect to salah? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِيُونَ. خُشُو in the salah, not the packaging. Not the packaging. This does not mean the packaging is not important. Of course it is important, you have to do whatever you have to do. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not saying, I will look and see what the outer shape looks like. No, inside your heart. Do you have khushu in your salah or not? Even in the ibadat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us example after example after example of the fact that the essence of the thing is not in the packaging. The shakal, the outside shape, can look like anything, but what is behind it will be something else. If you look at the outside shape, if you look at the surface, what does the life of Yusuf alayhi salam, there's a whole surah to Yusuf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it Ahsanul Qasas, the best of the waqiyat, the best of the stories. What does the life of Yusuf alayhi salam for the first Allah alam 40 years or more? We're talking about 40 years or more. What is the shakal? What is the shape? What is the message of this life? It's a life of failure. It's a life of disgrace. It is a life of humiliation. As a small boy, his brothers take him and throw him into a well. Then somebody pulls him out of the well and they sell him as a slave in the market. So the man who rescues him from the well is not a well-wisher. He's not rescuing the poor little boy, you know, I will adopt him and I'll make him my son. No, he takes him and sells him in the market as a slave. What is more humiliating than to be sold like a, you know, piece of baggage or like an animal in the market? What is more humiliating than that? And then, as if that is not enough, when he grows up, he is... a false accusation is made, and based on the false accusation, he is jailed. So imagine, you are a slave. On top of that, what can be worse than a slave? What is worse than a slave is to be in jail. So he's jailed. And for a long period,
So whole life. But what is behind this life? Behind that life is the highest honor that any human being can possibly get in this life, which is Nubuwwat. There is no honor bigger than being a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Behind all of this is the Nubuwwat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalla Jalla. So the outer shape is that of humiliation. Behind that, the essence is of the highest level of Izzat. Yesterday I mentioned Firaun, Ramesses the IV, absolute monarch, probably the, if not definitely one of the wealthiest kingdoms ever to exist on the planet. Power and glory and military and the might and whatever. But behind that is zillah, to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are exposed, he and his people are exposed to the fire morning and night, and on the day of judgment it will be ordered that they should be put into the worst of punishment. This is one of the dalail of the Quran with respect to azab of the qabr. In Surah Al-Ghafir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this ayat. So therefore, I remind myself and you, let us understand what is the essence. And the essence in all of this is to understand that happiness, honor, peace of mind, safety, all of these things, they all come only and only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalala. And all of these are the result of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no record in history, in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or anywhere else, of any person who had izzat, who had honor, who had happiness, who had peace of mind, and who had safety, but was disobedient to Allah. No record. Absolutely no record. All of these are the outcome of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalala. Money does not buy happiness. Physical sensations do not buy happiness. Why do people become addicts to drugs? Nobody, no drug addict starts off by saying, I want to destroy my life. I want to ruin my brain. I want to fry my brain. I want to completely destroy myself. Do you think anybody does this? No way. No way. No way. He is seeking happiness. And he thinks he will get it in intoxication. Everyone knows. I mean, this is no great secret. Everybody knows that if you start drugs, there is only one ending. There is only one ending. The whole world knows this. This is not a secret. Every single person knows. You start drugs, there is only one ending. And that is a very nasty ending. But why do people do that? Because they are seeking happiness. They deliberately shut their eyes to the fact that that is not where happiness is. Happiness is in obedience to Allah. The biggest drug is to be in the nasha of the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what I want to remind myself and you. Let us look into our own lives and see where we are getting confused by the packaging and losing out on the essence. And anywhere if we find that we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to please anybody else, that is a sign of losing ourselves in the packaging and losing the essence of it. Some of the typical examples, for example, is what we do in the city with regard to weddings. Very good example of getting lost in the packaging.
And if somebody says, boss, why are you doing this? All these, you know, nonsensical customs and practices and whatnot. You're spending money, wasting money. So, no, what do you know? Loga kya bolenge? What will people say? Completely lost in the packaging. Essence is gone. Essence is gone. So, I remind myself and you, let us look at our own lives. Examine ourselves. Examine our lives. Sit down and examine our lives. And Ramadan is coming, is a good good opportunity to do that. And say, where in my life am I getting lost in the packaging? And as I said, the criterion, the meter to judge is, see where you are disobeying Allah. And don't get lost in the small disobedience and big disobedience. No, Allah's disobedience is disobedience. So where am I disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is where the packaging is deceiving you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes and to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from His displeasure, because there is nothing more destructive than the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. صلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.